Erev Chafam and Aleph. We're not starting yet. It's not 6:30 yet, so it's against the laws to start early. So we'll wait another 20 seconds. But we will be starting Erev Chafam and Aleph. We're going to be starting at the Gemara of Tana Rabbanan, which is about six lines up from the end of the narrow line of Chafam and Aleph. An eved was sold for 100, and then his price went up. When it comes to deduction, we use the purchase price, which is the cheaper price. And his value decreased. We use the price now, not the purchase price. How many years are left? Only 11 and them. This is written by a yid that scrolled to a guy. Please mute yourself, since it's nigga of a crime. You are out of China. Them can be saw me nayan. How about if he sold to a yid? Tamadon Mesoka Zoka the Xerishava. Amar Abaya, Hareini ki Benazai Beshuke Tverya. I'm like Benazai Beshuke Tverya. Remember, I mentioned that the Yerushalmi has Rav say that? On the side, it says that the same memra that is in Yerushalmi in the name of Rav, and Babli is Mabaya. He's the one that said, Hareini ki Benazai Beshuke Tverya, about what it's talking about over there, end of Saita. So, it's interesting that Babli has it from Abaya, Shami brings it from Rav. I mean, I don't know if Shami could bring it from Abaya. I think Shami was finished before Abaya. Yes?
One of the many, many things I don't understand is that it's value or lack of value in a...
Because it's not alone. Biblically, Ribbons is only alone. Not alone.
Rabbinically, it seems to...
We're not interested in rabbinic matter. I bought it in Hassel with the terrorist Martha Beferish. Already came out of the shuk and try. I'm like, whom I'm gonna lie by. I'm like, the honey cry like the medicine of the kula, make the medicine of the humra. You can go either way. My class is the shin of the kula, the shin of the humra. Why don't we die from the humra?
Maybe the Xer Shava he learned was staying the kula.
That's not a real Xer Shava, you can't do that with. We spoke that out. I said that Gulas is not a real Xer Shava. That's why it was allowed. I'm advanced, Tyson said that, and I mentioned it this week. When you ask the Kasha the other way, doesn't the Xer Shava work for everything? I told you, Tyson says it's not a real Xer Shava. Sacher Sacher is a real Xer Shava, and therefore you can't pick and choose.
When he learned it from his Rebbe might have taught him Sacher Sacher, and you go and you learn Yin from Goy.
Can you please mute yourself wherever you are?
Try this one more time. A Sacher Sacher goes the whole time. It goes on everything. But the problem is, by Goy, it doesn't say Kula or Chumra. How do you know by Goy it's a Kula? We find by Eben Ivri that the Torah is nice to him. That's how you can tell him about Yimok. Yimok b'makov, Yimok b'mishnish, l'te'ato yichol pas nekiyah, v'yichol pas kibur. You shouldn't be eating good bread, and he's eating, I forgot what kibur was, whatever, his whole meat. Ata shaysi yayin yashim, v'shaysi yayin chadash. You drink old wine, he drinks new wine. After Yashar Gabi Mukham, you sleep on material with Yashar Gabi Tevin. So we see we're nice stuff on them. So nice makes sense that we're lenient on them. In fact, the Gemara of Eim, Ahani, Milinian, Achilu Shtia. Can't kill it entirely, right? And that's only about Achilu Shtia in order that he shouldn't have tsar. But maybe when it comes, while he's in heaven, we treat him nicely, but to redeem him, maybe not. In fact, we have a reason not to treat him nicely. The duster shrius, meaning the lighter isser of doing business with perishrius. Other nice of perishrius, the safe maker is metaltalov. He'll end up selling his metaltalov. You'll have to start things, selling things to your friend. That's never anikna miyad liyad. Kana is to tell me we're talking about the Talflin. Well, Hirgish, if he doesn't get the message, the next parsha, he sells his ancestral lands. Loy basli adai. Now here it doesn't say loy hirgish. It says loy basli adai. He won't get it. Atzimai chris beisish. Nemi kim kim beis loy shuvi chayma. Maishno asim tamar loy hirgish. Maishno acham loy basli adai. So the Gemara interrupts the Brayso and wants to know why is there a change. Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna kim shomer avera adam avera shanaba. Person repeats that avera twice. Hutra loy. Like the Gemara. Let's talk about that. What becomes a mutter? El nasif like a heter. He has no guilt conscience anymore. Doesn't get the message. Doesn't think he's doing an avera. My boss liyadai, atzumaycho es bitai. Shenama kiyim kiyish es bitu liyama. And the bride that continues to ever come to bitu liyaksiva b'ayin yonam doesn't mention in Parshas Bahar selling a daughter. A kamashin one, the bride said, but we want to teach you, nizman inish brata v'l'nezim ribusa. He's better off selling his daughter than borrowing for interest. My timer, brata migra v'nafka. Every day her value to get her out is less. Your expense, your meaning what you owe becomes less. Your business keeps on growing. He won't get it till he borrows the ribbis. Says next to him, that's the next verse. That's to sell himself. Gertaisha was a guy who doesn't serve it up by the Zarish, never Gertaisha. Shpachas Gers, sometimes he'll be so low he'll have to sell himself to the family of the Gertaisha, so that they can love him. So I remember Acre, what is Acre? Zadim can love it to love him Atzma. So we see that he deserves to be punished, so maybe we should not redeem him at a cheaper price. I'm going to have some other crop, but the Pasuk brought him back. Says to redeem him. The Tanya Debate of Shmuel Hoyav Halak Zevin Nasa Kaimel Abed Kachavim. He became a servant to a guy, meaning to Abed Azara. He washes the floors. Amen Litchi Abed Nachan Noifu. Let's throw a stone after him, meaning don't redeem him. Tabalar Machanim Gigulati Allah. Yachad Mechav Yinulana. So that shows that we're not interested in leaving him there. But maybe we should make him pay more. But Rabbi Yitzchak Bechadina. Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Trey Kroen Ksivi, because there's a contradiction in Sukkim. In Moed Rabbis Vashonim, Ksivim Ma'at Nishar Vashonim. Now, Bishonim is Mashma, there's a change in the year. Rabbis Bishonim, a bigger year and a smaller year. Yeshonim Arubas Yeshonim Watus. Ella means Nisrabi Kasboi, if it's Rabbis Vashonim, a greater price per year, because of Mignasai, go back to the purchase price. Smite Kasbai Ma'at Bishanim, the price went down per year, Fishanov. In fact, the Gemara who says, maybe it makes a difference if you redeem him before the halfway point. If there's four left, then you pay purchase price. Of a dollar the Boshley Tarti, once you're over the halfway point, Nasib Tarti Fishanov. Maybe then you pay Fishanov. Okay, if the Gemara might rob Bishanim, it might Nishar Shonim, not Bishonim, my Bishonim, must be a change in the year. Must be Nisrabi Kasper Bishonim, Kasper Mignosai, Smite Kasper Bishonim, less money per year, Kafishon. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Darshinu Rav Nachman, Lahani Kroh, Kusinai. He darshin the Tzukim, Mamish, like Sinai. Simon Eved, Bayis, Chatzoim, Bayis, Eved, Krivim. These are going to be the Shilas. Can it be bought back halfway? Meaning, let's say his purchase price was $6,000 for 6 years. Can you go over to the guy afterwards and give him three now, and he should go free after 3 years? Or do you have to wait to the end of 3 years and redeem him then? Or can you redeem him now halfway? The shaila is, Gulasa is the Achuza Gomer. Do we learn it out? Gulasa, which Taisa says is not a real Zerish Rabba. Maaste Achuza and Nigel Lechatzoim. I've had a Nigel Lechatzoim. Just like say Achuza says clearly, Umatsa Gedei Gulasa. We learn that he has to be able to redeem the whole thing. Same thing here. Aduma Lekula Minu Lekuma Loya Minu. Or maybe we don't do that. Amaloy Lab, Amatasim Nimka Kula Lechatzoim. Didn't you say about when we sell the Eved, you have to sell him completely, you can't sell him for 3 years? That means if he stole less than he's worth, we don't sell him. I mean, you go cool, but look at that. The word means complete, just like Nimkar meant complete.
The word Nimkar and the word Nigo are
the opposite. Well, exactly, right. But it doesn't make. But since we see, we understand it to be complete, so there's no reason to see nigal different.
But it doesn't do with
the hekesh ring. No, Amrabaya. If you would say he could be bought halfway, you should know it's not always beneficial. Sometimes it's beneficial for the Eved, and sometimes it's not. The Kula, I'll show you where it is beneficial. Savna B'mei was sold for 100. Yav Lechamishim Pauker the Dhamma, and he was redeemed halfway, if you learn halfway works. The Ashbach will come on Muslim, and his price went up. Now, as the Gemara is going to explain, we don't go with the higher price. But here, it was originally 200, went down to 100 when he was bought back halfway, went back to 200, so now this is the original purchase price, and it's the current price. Still, since he bought himself halfway, he only owes him another $100. Yarmen Nigel Chatzom, Yavle Meiv Benavik. Yarmen Ein Nigel Chatzom, Yavle Meiv Commission Benavik. 50 didn't do anything, and therefore he has to pay him 150. And the Gemara asks right away, Varmen Nisrabi Kasmin Bekasmin Bekasmin. How can you charge him the higher price? Didn't we say we always go by the lower price? But the Gemara says, Eicher was over Eicher. He had been expensive, went down, and then went back up again. Mishkakas la lochumra, Yavne ben Muslim, he was sold for 200. Yav Meir Palka the dummy, paid half. The Ixiv and the price went down. But come on, Meir, now he's only worth 100. See, I'm a nigga in the Chatzom, he only bought half back of the Chamshim and Uffing, he has to pay another 50. We have a nigga in the Chatzom, Hanukkah made Pekodin in Ugabe, it was just an entrust, he trusted in the money. Yav Luna Ha, live in Uffing, he says, keep it, and I go, because now I'm only worth 100. So going back to that simon, it's Eved Bayis Chatzoyim. We just had two shaylas about Eved Ivri. Now we have a shayla about Bayis Arachayma. Can you do them by halves? That's the first half of the simon. The second half of the simon would be Bayis Eved Kreizim. Can you relatives get involved in redeeming Arachayma and Eved Ivri Hanim Kali Yisrael? So that's why the simon is that way. Two separate sets of shaylas. One's chatzoyim. Yes.
I'm sorry, could you ask somebody to me this was making a whole record?
Get here, what'd you say?
Could you ask somebody to mute themselves? There's a lot of noise in the background.
Okay, can everybody please mute themselves? Thank you. I still hear noise. Right there. Hamaycha ba'ez abati arachayma. Nigel l'chatzor amayin and nigel l'chatzor. Gulasa gulasa mizdei achuza gomer. We learn it out from Zeh Achuzah. Mas Zeh Achuzah in the Negelus L'chatzorim. Av Hai Nami in the Negel L'chatzorim. He also can't. So we have to go to Goli. We have to go to Loi Goli. I'm a Loi Medrash Yishu Reb Shimon Nishma Shaloi V'vigoy V'vigoy L'chatzorim. For Reb Shimon we learn out that he could do halfway. Natalia. Im Gol Yigol Malamit Kulov V'vigoy V'vigoy L'chatzorim. I'm a Reb Shimon. Now that's written, that's the famous. That by Magdish, the guy can redeem it by paying halfway. Now, that's by Magdish. The question is, how do you compare to Magdish Bati Arachayma? There's two schools of thought. Reb Shimon's school of thought is to delve into the reason why is the Torah nicer by Magdish than it is by Meicher. And when you come up with the reason of that, you'll be able to cross-apply it to Bati Arachayma. The Rabbanon's approach is, you just take the Gzeres HaKlasim by Magdish and don't say that the Torah is revealing a new way of looking at things. Not a rabbi. The Torah made a Gzeres HaKlasim by Magdish. There's no reason to logically apply it to Bati Arachayma.
No
reason. That's the Machloik. So Tanya, you go, Melamed Shaloyva V'Gaya V'Gaya L'Chatzor. Reb Shimon Matam. What is the reason behind this? Why is the Torah saying this by Magdish? By selling, there's a benefit to the seller. He gets it back. But on the other hand, the Torah weakened his power. He can't borrow money, he has to earn it, and he can't redeem it halfway. Magdish, but Magdish, when the Torah weakened him, if it doesn't get it back, he loses it permanently. So then, that's why the Torah is nice to him. Now, if you approach it that way, that the reason. That's what he's saying. That's how he understands Magdish. Because he's looking to the reason behind it, it's because the Torah wants to balance it somewhat. So if that's the case, I might have a Shemola the year goes by with the Nigel and Nechlat, it becomes permanently sold. You have a Kaikar, Shalav, and the Kaikar, the Chatzar. Esrei. Imgol, you go. The same Imgol, you go by Magdish. Malamit, Shalav, and the Kaikar, the Chatzar. Now, why do I need a Pasig by Magdish? Shiachol. Because logically, I would have gone the other way. They did. Mamai, who's the Shiach, the Kaikar, where the owner, the seller has power. He's in hand. Still, so Magdish Urukaycha Shem Higiyah Yevul Digal Yaitz the kind of Yevul Ain't it in Urukaycha Shem Leivu Gael Gael Chatzon? If the Tzara weakened this power, probably weakened it across the board. Dr. Gemara, that's not a good logic. That's why I need the pasuk of Go You Go. Dr. Gemara, it's not a good logic. Marlo Baruch Hashem Chus Shkir Urukaycha the Go Miyat. But there, who has a severity, a strictness, you can't redeem it right away. But I don't know if you could. Magdish, you could. Remember, Magdish, you have a Kaikha the Gomiyat. Please mute yourself. It's affecting other people. Remember, Magdish. I should hit star 6.
I think star 6 mutes the whole thing. Make sure we can hear
you. Okay, anyway. Remember, Magdish. You have a Kaikha the Gomiyat. That his power is good to be redeemed right away. The Gemara, by the Bais Vater, Chaim Yechiyach, the Bais Yishav, the Kaikha, the Gomiyat, the Gomiyat, the Ain Loi, the Gomiyat, the Gomiyat. So you see, this Bais, it clearly says, the Bais Vater, Chaim, you can't. So how can you tell me yes? He told him, like, gosh, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, it depends whether you dash in time of the crawl or you don't dash in time of the crawl. Tani Chad, the Loi, the Gomiyat, the Gomiyat, the Gomiyat, Tani Yidach, Ain Loi, the Gomiyat, the Gomiyat, like, gosh, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon. Simon Cheresh Chevesh Man. Now this Simon is just the man, the Umrim we're going to have talking. Amalei Rav Acha who's the Ches, Berei the Rava who's the Reish, the Rav Ashi who's the Shin. Ikel Lemivrach. I can slug up the Tarashava. The comparison to Bat Yerachayma. Ma'ala Meicher Bayit of Bat Yerachayma. Shekin Hura Kaichu Zagol Me'olam. He is weaker. He can redeem it the first year, but he can't redeem it any other time. I remember Magdish, you have a Kaikha the Gaul, and we can always redeem it. I'm a Lord of Akas, I'm a Lord of Ashi, to the Ikulamayim and the head of the Dina Taste of the Mad Sad. You're right, one from one won't work, but one from two can work. He can redeem it after the first 2 years. Ah, you're going to say, my Lord of Akas, the Akhuzi, you can't do it right away, and Magdish can. He can't do it right away, and Magdish can. You on the phone, Moshe? It's making a lot of noise. And Mamas, please, I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's interrupting.
Wait a minute. Shaykh Hussein has a
right, my saying came, Magdish can be doing the second year. He can be redeemed the second year. So it's a three-way limud. Sayachuza, Arechaima, and Evan Ivri. All three can be redeemed. All three have different characteristics. Bottom line is that they can be redeemed and they can't be redeemed halfway. And the same thing is true by Magdish, had it not been for Xeris HaKasuv. But that's why I need the Xeris HaKasuv by Magdish. But that's not according to Reb Shimon. So according to Reb Shimon, he would say that we see from Magdish that anything that's more restricted can be redeemed with Chatzon. Whereas Rabbanon don't dash in time of the cross. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Boy B'nei, Rav Huna Bachin and Rav Sheshes. Hamaycha Bayez V'batei Arachayim, a niggle or kreivim? Or ain't a niggle or kreivim? Now if you look back to the Simon on Chof Amit Beis, that was the second half of the Simon. Bayez Evet Kreivim. There's going to be two shilas about relatives getting involved. This is the first of the two shilas. Can you redeem? Can a relative redeem the bayis of batei arechayma? He can by say achuza. Question is, how about by a house of batei arechayma? Right? Do we say gulasi gulasim is the achuza cover? Maste achuza in the galus v'chatzorim, but the galus v'kreivim can be done halfway, but can be done by relatives. Hi, have nami a nigel v'chatzorim a nigel v'kreivim. I do makiksi v'gula v'chatzorim v'duksiv. The gula is written, the guy be paying the whole price. Relatives are not mentioned there. And maybe, but Kreivim like Ziv doesn't say anything about Kreivim. Maybe Kreivim can't be used by Bayis or Chayma. Amalai ain't a nigal. He paskind that relatives cannot get involved in a Batei Ari Chayma. Esrei. The whole gula titnu. This pasuk is not written by any of these parshas. It's written at the end of the parsha of Yovel. Now, obviously, trying to include things that we didn't include before. So we say the rabbi's button, they have an ivri. Now, what is it being included for? The Gemara thinks that's to say that you can redeem him by craving. That's what the Gemara thinks. That houses that have my mind law, Bati Arechayma. What are we talking about? Must be Bati Arechayma. And it's allowing Bechol Gula Titnu expands Gula to include Kreivim. Dr. Gemara, no. That's not what it's including. It's including Batech Aloi, Batech Hatserim, houses in open cities. Frek to Gemara, Batech Hatserim, Behejik Zibu, Azdei Aret Shechashim. The Pasuk says it's like a Zdei Achuzah. Adarab, it's even more lenient than Zdei Achuzah. You can redeem it right away. Dr. Gemara, Hula Kavu Kreivim. The whole Gula Titnu is to say it's an obligation to redeem it. The Libud Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya V'Golos Mim Karakiv, Rishus, a relative has a decision-making, he can decide to redeem Mim Karakiv. He doesn't have to. That's what Divrei, where are we up to? Divrei Abishua. I'm trying to find it. No, I'm sorry. Rishus, Atayim Rishus Ein Al-Khaiva, Tayim Alev Ishki La'yir La'gayel. What do you mean, La'yir La'gayel? The Chiyash Adam Bishosh Ein La'gayel? We're talking about a Yid, because a Ger doesn't own Zdei Achuza. So we must be talking about a Yid, who doesn't have a relative. He's going to doesn't want to send money. He's obligated to redeem his relative's thing. And the closest relative. So there's a chiyuv. It has nothing to do with Batei Arechayma.
I mean, she has no money.
Correct. That's Rabbi Shua's.
No, it's there with a no.
That's Rabbi Shua's shot. He has no money.
No.
I'm sorry. Right. We didn't get there for you. You're right. Right. It means the good Rabbi has. It means he has no money. Correct. Amrilei Rabbanu the Ravashi. Amrilei Rabbinu the Ravashi. Bishlam the Man. Amrilei Rabbis Batei Arechayma. I know it's a bechayel. Everything. Mandam Rabbis went to Chatzer, my Bechoyl, Kasha. Eitzri Abaya. Matam Alomi, Yigalenu, 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 Gimu Pamim. By Abed Ibri, you sold to a guy, it repeats the word Yigalenu three times. Rabbis call our gulas, Shinigalus Kaseder Hazat. Now, Kaseder Hazat seems to mean relatives. My La Bater and Chaim of Abed Ibri. Loi, Bater Chatzer and Mustay Achusa. Bater Chatzer and Mustay Achusa, Behedjik Sib. I'll stay Arat Yechashev. What do you have to include them? So the way you're right. To the Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak the Karav Kaidim, Achinami the Karav Kaidim. That to say, because by Eben Ivri it speaks out, that's all to a guy. I die die, I ben die die. So it goes in a pecking order. Whereas by Zayachuz it just says Echad Me'echav Yigalena. so I wouldn't know that there's a pecking order. So Yelena comes to tell me that all things redeemed that can be redeemed by relatives, there should be the closest relative is the one that goes first.
Seder, does that mean pecking order? When he said it before? In this order?
That's what we're answering. The Braita didn't say.
Right, but so now we're translating what he meant by Seder.
Correct. Where did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say that shot in Yigalena? Ahadi Boilu, on another Shaila. Ever Ibrahim Kalisol Nigalakrav made on Nigalakrav. Right? Before we asked about Bati Arachaima, now we're asking about Evet, which is the last thing on the simon there, Evet Kravim. Eliba Drabila Tabarilach, Dama Mishain and Nigal Bail and Nigal Bashesh, says clearly in Daf Tazbabam and Bay that an Evet Ibrahim that sold to a Yid is not Nigal Ba'ela. Almaloy Bifrak, he's not redeemed by relatives. Ki Tabarilach Eliba Drabonon, who didn't talk about that. My. Yafina Sakhar Sakhar, the law you know, Shin and Yigalanu. That's right, just finish the point. I don't mean Yigalanu Lazeb, Loy Lachar. According to the Rabbanon, what happens by relatives? The Rabbanon did not say that Kalvachar Mamma Mishain or Nigga Ba'ela. They didn't agree to that. Adarabba, they said he does go Abishesh. They didn't agree to Rebbe that everybody that's sold to a Yid is not Nigga Ba'kraim. But we don't know. They didn't talk one way, they didn't say the other way. So we don't know. Yes.
Who is it with Pharaoh's 70 different relatives? I thought that was by a Jew sold to the Goy uncle.
That's by Eben Ibrahim to the guy.
Eben
Ibrahim to the guy. The Pasuk says, I died, I bet, I did. Echem Shar Bissari.
So we want to know if you can apply that to it.
We don't want to know. We are applying it. It's not a question. We are applying it.
To a Jew, I'm saying.
Well, we don't know if it can be redeemed by relatives, period.
By
having a random Kalisro.
Right, that's what we're trying to figure out.
No. We're not trying to figure out whether it's a pecking order. We're trying to figure out whether it applies.
According to Rebbe,
right,
no.
Right.
According to Rebbe, it doesn't apply because he says it's not.
He says, Beferish, it's not Nigel Bela.
And the Rabbanon will argue on Rebbe.
Didn't comment on that. They weren't, see, that wasn't the thrust of Rebbe.
Right.
Rebbe was dealing with something else. And while he was dealing with something else, he mentioned that it's not Yaitzim Akraibim. And Rabbanan responded to it something else. They didn't respond to the Akraibim part. So we don't know what they hold about Akraibim. Tashma, b'chol gilu titnu l'rabbis batam v'ayim v'chav, evan ivri. My lot batar echaim evan ivri v'chav yisrael, and it's saying he can be redeemed by relatives. Boy, evan ivri, anim k'lai v'chav. So what do I need b'chol? Here, because we don't want him to stay by Goyim, here it's Rishura Chayva. Period. So by Deach, who's a Rishus according to Rishua. But by Eben Ivri, it's a Chayv to redeem him from a Goy. We don't know from a Yid, but from a Goy it's a Chayv. Tashema. Ma tamu lami yigalena 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 gimu pamim. The rabbis call a geula shin the golus kasei the rezer. My lab bati arachaim of Eben Ivri anim kli Yisrael. Right, call a geula. So we have to include two things: arachaima and Eben Ivri. Loi bati chaser mazdei achuza. Bati chaser ma'edik sebas. That's our archichashev. I don't need to be marbit. I'm a nachum b'yitzchuk the karv kaidem. This is where a nachum b'yitzchuk said it. Bottom line, to put it in short, concise terms. We have drushes that include geula. The question is, are we expanding that relatives can get involved? Or are we expanding in those that we know relatives can get involved? Halachas about them. B'chol geula titnu. Is that telling me more things can be redeemed by relatives? Or is it telling me that relatives have to redeem? Or geula, geula, geula. Is that telling me more things can be redeemed by relatives? Or is it telling me that when you redeem by relatives and those that we know you can, there's a pecking order? We don't know whether these psukim that include more things are including more cases that can be redeemed by relatives, or are they telling me new halachas in those that we know already can be redeemed by relatives? Stay achuza. Eben Ivri'anim kalakum. These are things that we know can be redeemed by relatives. So is the Torah telling me now it's an obligation? Is the Torah now telling me there's a pecking order? Or is the Torah saying, no, even things he didn't know about are included? About the Arachaima, Eben Ivri, Anim Kali Yisrael, we don't know. That's the Shaila of the Gemara, and we can't prove it. Which I forgot what it was. Sira is the thorn. No, all is the Matzeya. Sul is not. It's an auger, I think, no? It's an auger. The auger is Migdach. Migdach. What? What is it called? A wooden what? A wooden pointy thing. Wooden peg, right. Sira is a thorn. Mechet is a needle. Magdeach is an auger. Mechtav is a stylus. I'd love to use those words because I don't know what they mean in English or in Hebrew. Yeah, I don't know what I mean in English or in Hebrew. So it's like, when I was a Mechina, I went over to Rabbi Heinemann and asked him these things. He said, it's a Zach. So I said, he said, if I told you what it is, would it make a difference to you? What difference does it make in which language you don't know what you're talking about? You think I know what an auger is? I have no idea what an auger is. It's a Magdeach. Whatever Magdeach is, an auger is. It's a kind of tool that makes holes, that's all.
An auger is a hand drill.
Okay. Talmud Leimar, the Lakachta, the Rabbis called Tavish and Nikach Biyad, Dibber Rabbi Yitzchak of Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchak, Mamatayim Yuchat Shom Matchis, metal, Avkol Shom Matchis, the Racher, Hamartseya, it's not an argument, it's just adding from the hay, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamartseya, God will the big all. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Yudin Beribe, Yitzchak, Shkin, Shain, Reitzin, and Reitzin, Abba Milsa, they do with earlobe. They had a Kabbalah that way. He wouldn't become a Bamum. It must be, it's a cartilage. Now, the Maika Mifli, what is the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Darish Kol Yabrati. Now, we spoke this out on Friday. There are two schools of thought. It's not a Tana's decision what to do. It's what his Rebbe taught him, all the way back to Moshe and Sinai. And there's two schools of thought. One school of thought says that Rebbe said, whenever you have inclusive and exclusive words next to each other, the rules follow the rules of Klal u'Prat. Which, just to review it quickly, if you have one Klal and one Prat, you include nothing. If you have one Prat and one Klal, you include everything. If you have two klalim with a prat in between, you compromise. Think similar to the prat. Because one way is pulling to nothing, and one way is pulling to everything. So you compromise. Ribui miyut says not that way. If it's just one ribui and one miyut, then it's similar to the miyut. If it's ribui miyut riba, you include everything besides one thing. That's that school of thought. So the machlokes is, which school of thought they came from. Rebbe came from the school of thought of Kol Yeprati. Therefore, he darshened Matzeya Avakapta Klau Matzeya Prat Basa B'Delus Chosir Klau Klau Prat to Klau Yatuz Anakeda Prat Ma Prat Mavur Shematchus Matzeya is metal of Kol Shematchus. Rabbi Yehuda darsh Ribuya Muti the Kachtas Riba inclusion Matzeya is a Miut Basa B'Delus Chosir Riba. My Rabbi Komili. My Miet Sam, which works on its own. It is not humanly driven, it works on its own. By the way, Mazel Tov to Reb Menachem. He had a girl over Pesach. Did you know that he had a girl over Pesach?
He never called me or texted me. Or Facebook.
You were a good friend, you would know. I didn't know until I met him last week.